don't know much about ghost writing, so go
Okay,
for
yeah,
it.
we're going to talk about
I'm going to learn a
ghostwriting
lot.
today. This is our writer's mastermind. And so, for those of you that are listening, we have gone through several topics, all about publishing and that sort of thing. And then we're talking now about how to monetize some of your writing. And sometimes you have to monetize the writing up front to get the funds to do the publishing on the other end if you're going to write a book or something. And so, a writer is a writer. Is a writer. If you're a writer, you can write blog posts, you can write novels, you can. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be really good at all those things, but if you're a writer, you're a writer and you like to write. And so there's other ways that you can make money besides just publishing a book. And so that's what I wanted to bring to light today is some of those other ways to make money. So I'm going to share my screen and just give you an overview here. And I'm going to start with the actual Academy site where everything is found. It's under the Kathy Binner International Academy.teachable.com. And if you go there and scroll over and click on the More button here, this menu comes up. And here's the writers and authors and writers. So if you click on that, and bear with me, I have to move our faces around to see everything. These are our two writing lanes. We have the actual Ohio Writers Guild, and then we also have the newbie bloggers. Now, I will say this for those of you that are in the mastermind, I'm trying to actually modify my lanes a little bit because there's a lot of overlap. And so, starting in January, and this is the first thing that I want to mention. So, for those of you that are listening up front, and I have to go to my calendar to make sure I give you the correct dates. When we start in January, we are going to do a session. Let me find it here. Bear with me just a moment. There it is. It is officially going to be the second Monday of every month. Now, put that on your calendars, the second Monday of every month. However, isn't there always an exception? In January, New Year's Day falls on a Monday. So, January only, we're on the 15th of January, which is not the second Monday. It happens to be the third one just in January only because of New Year's Day. But then, starting February on, it will be the second Monday of every month. So, at 12 noon. Now, when you get to January, and for those of you that are in the mastermind, you're going to want to click through on my calendar because on my calendar, it will have the new Zoom code, and that code will get you into every single Monday's event. So you can join as many as you want. You do not have to just be connected to the writers group starting in January. You can tap into any or all of the groups. It's going to be the same Zoom code. It just depends on what Monday you tap in as to what the subject is going to be. And so for the second Monday, except January 15th, we will be talking about writing. So I just wanted to clear that up so everyone knows where to find us. Then once you get to this section, I'm going to click on the writer's course and show you kind of just where we are today. So when you scroll down through all, and by the way, your membership fee, for those of you that are paying a membership fee, it gets you the entire academy, not just the lane that you signed up for. And I don't have that all added to your profile yet, but that will be added by January 1. So we've already talked about choosing a publishing route. We've already talked about editing. We've talked about getting feedback. We've talked about titling your manuscript, formatting your book, designing your book cover, a publisher-ready description, creating a launch plan, publishing your book to online retailers, and then the book marketing strategies. From there, last session, we talked about freelance writing. We talked about a 10-step guide on how to become a freelance writer. Today, we're talking about ghostwriting. It's entering the craft of ghostwriting, and it's a practical blueprint. I got to get my mouse caught up here. So we're going to start on this, on talking about ghostwriting. Well, the first thing is, what in the heck is ghostwriting? For those of you that haven't maybe heard this term before. Now, for me, I was in a writer's workshop, and when the I'll call it the creator of the workshop, when he launched a business in a book of being a ghostwriter, I almost had tears, and here's why. We hear all the time if you're going to be a writer that you're going to have to put yourself out there and you've got to do your marketing and you've got to, have some visibility. And what I have discovered often in the writing profession is that we have a lot of introverts that are writers. They're not really comfortable putting themselves out there. And this is a great way to be a writer if you don't want to maybe change or overcome some of those tendencies. And I forced myself, I'm an introvert by nature, but I forced myself to put myself out there. But again, once I do that, I have to have a, you know, for you introverts, you get this, you have to have a day to regroup, to refuel, to kind of get ready to go again. And so being a ghostwriter allows you the profession and to get paid to do what it is that you love to do. And you don't really have to do all the other pieces. All you have to do is the writing piece. And I don't know about you, but the first book that I read that really kind of made me chuckle, and it was also an aha moment, was called The E-Myth. And it was all about a gal that was a baker, and she wanted, everybody kept saying, you should have a bakery. You're so good. You should have a bakery. And so she thought, okay, I'll do that. So she finally opened a bakery, and she ended up having to wear all the hats. She had to do payroll. She had to clean the bathroom. She had to make sure the signage was okay. She had to do the bookkeeping. And she discovered she really didn't get to do a lot of baking. And that's what she really wanted to do, was bake. And so I'm here to tell you, if you just want to write and you really don't want to wear all those other hats, maybe ghostwriting is your thing. Maybe that's going to be a sweet spot for you. And so I just feel that I wouldn't do it justice if I didn't at least explain what it was and how it works, so that those of you might feel like I did the first time I heard, like, finally, a place for me. And this is how I got started. So we're going to talk about entering the craft of ghostwriting. This is a practical blueprint. And so picture a ghostwriter as a skilled wordsmith. You're discreetly hired to produce content for others, often without taking a bow in the limelight. This task involves weaving the tales in books, crafting articles, penning speeches, all while adopting the unique voice and style of the client. And that sentence right there is the key. All while adopting the unique voice and style of the client. So a pivotal aspect lies in the commitment to confidentiality and steering clear of the spotlight of authorship. Instead, a ghostwriter becomes a silent partner, using their writing finesse to breathe life into the client's vision and amplify their storytelling. And here's a quote. I love this quote. Behind every unwritten story, there stands a ghostwriter, silent architects of tales, whispering through the pages of anonymity to etch the echoes of another's voice. And again, the key there is another's voice. You have to write in the voice of the person who is hiring you, or whatever voice they want you to write in. It could be a corporation that's hiring you and they want you to write their newsletter every week or their blog post or whatever. And so to get on into this path, here's what you need to start with. You have to hone your writing craft first. You have to be a good writer if you're going to write for somebody else, especially as a ghostwriter. If your destination is fiction ghostwriting, then start writing a fiction novel. Get a feel for what it is. If somebody hires you to write a fiction novel, for them as a ghostwriter, you have to at least know how to write a fiction novel. And so for those inclined towards nonfiction, dedicate your efforts to shaping articles or blog posts. Seek constructive feedback. Actively participate in writing workshops. And we're going to talk to Sandy. She's got a workshop coming up. So participate in those workshops and consistently elevate your writing. You have to constantly work on it. And writing workshops is a great way to do that. You have to define your expertise. You have to select that niche that resonates with your passions. Whether if you like technology, then get really good at writing about technology. If you like business, then get really good at writing about business. So specializing not only distinguishes you, but also positions you as a credible authority. Because once you create your niche, you have to create your portfolio. So there has to be some way that folks can see what it is that you do and how you do it. So you can build a portfolio showcasing your versatility. Include all of those samples in there. All of your writing styles and tones, and then spotlight your adaptability. Again, you've got to write in the the person's voice or what voice they want you to write in. So you have to show them that you're adaptable, that you can do that, that you can write in the voice of your client. And then establish a digital presence. I know I said you could hide, you didn't have to have it, you didn't have to do marketing, but you do at least have to have a digital presence. And again, I don't know about you, but if I'm shopping for something, the first thing I do is I go to the internet and I Google it. And if you want to be a ghostwriter, you're going to have a digital presence. So when somebody Googles, I need a ghostwriter, your name comes up somewhere. So you have to have that digital footprint. And it could be a well-crafted website or portfolio, or maybe you're just going to use a platform like LinkedIn, but you have to be on the internet somewhere, even if you're just using LinkedIn. So share your expertise on social media, engaging not only with potential clients, but also with fellow wordsmiths. You can get into some of those writers groups. And again, we talk about this in Build a Better Business, which is a whole different program, but I will toss that out there for those of you that have not gone through the better, how to build a better business. But one of the things we teach in Build a Better Business is to serve other people that are in your lane, because you know what? The ones that are really good can give you some business. If you make yourself available to them, they can give you some business. Sandy has a great story on how she wrote some of her pieces because somebody else said, hey, I don't have time to do this. Maybe Sandy can do it. Am I right, Sandy?
Yep, that happens a lot. Yeah.
And so serve some of those other folks. So dive into those writing communities. Broaden your network. Network is so important. So step five is forge your connections and self-promotion. And I know for those that we talked about being an introvert, participate in writing gatherings and conferences, build the networks with authors and publishers and literary agents, utilize social media to network within your chosen niche, reach out to clients, showcasing the unique value that your ghostwriting services bring to the table. And then you have to craft the art of interviewing. And again, I think this one is the most important. It goes back to writing in that particular voice. Immerse yourself in the art of effective interviewing to capture the essence of your client's voice and glean those essential details. This skill becomes paramount, especially when undertaking projects like memoirs or ensuring authenticity in every written word. You've got to be able to interview to find out who they are and how they would express what they're hiring you to write for them. So then you have to navigate contracts and pricing. And again, this is all a piece of it, because if you're going to make it a business and make money doing this, you have to acquaint yourself with contracts. You know, what is a standard ghostwriting contract? And I don't have any of those to add yet, but that's the plan. As we build out the academy, we'll have some samples for you in the courses. We'll have some samples of everything that we talk about so that you don't have to start from scratch. So if you are a member, you'll be able to come in and pick up a general contract and then make it your own. So clearly decide the scope of work, the deadlines, the payment terms, find out what the industry standard rates are and align with your experience and the complexity of the project that you're hired to do. And so a couple of additional pointers: you have to guard the veil of confidentiality. Given the sensitive nature of the craft, underscore your unwavering commitment to confidentiality in all client interactions. When they're publishing something and they're hiring you to write it, you are just one of the tools in their tool belt. It is not your material. You are writing it for someone else in their voice. So stay attuned to evolving writing trends and industry benchmarks. Consider undertaking additional courses or certifications to enrich your skills and remain in the forefront in the field of ghostwriting, if that's what you want to do. So if you want to embark on a journey as a successful ghostwriter and you want to blend your honed skills, strategic networking, and unwavering commitment, then follow these steps. Now, the other thing that I want to share with you, and I have written this, but I haven't posted it over in the academy yet, but I will as soon as our call is over. I just ran out of time. For those of you that don't know, I just got back from a tribe trip and and I'm still getting caught up. So we were in Italy 48 hours ago, and now I'm back here and getting acclimated back to Ohio time. I'm in Columbus, Ohio area. So I didn't have time to upload this yet, but I will. There are 6 ghostwriting job sites where you can get your clients right now. Okay. So freelance and ghostwriting in particular provide you with an opportunity to get a better work-life balance, because if some of you are feeling a little bit pressured about the money and you need to bring in some income and you're thinking, oh, I really want to write, but I'm going to have to go get a job. Maybe not. Maybe you can create a job for yourself ghostwriting. So here is, so don't rush back to that 9 to 5. So we talked about what it meant to be a ghostwriter, but here are some of the job sites. The first one is called Solid Gigs. If you're constantly trying to just keep up with balancing work, looking for ghostwriting jobs, upkeep a personal life, and would love if someone else did the job searching for you, try Solid Gigs. It's a gig finding service that sends you top tier freelance jobs directly to your inbox once a week. And as a new member, you can sign up for $2. So think of the time that you save. When you sign up, you fill out like a profile, and you put in the profile what kind of jobs you're looking for. And then they start sending you inquiries of folks that are inquiring for some writers in those categories. So that's a great one. Freelancer. This one is if you just want to do freelance work, but also ghostwriting work. It's another popular platform that can help you land ghostwriting jobs. It works in the same way as Upwork, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. The only difference is that you don't need to pay for submitting proposals for job posts. Besides, if you've already written a book but haven't sold it yet, you can sell it at Freelancer. Did you know that? Some clients use this freelance platform for hunting for unpublished writings. So if your book is really a good read, you can make money on it really fast by going to Freelancer. Fiverr, I use Fiverr all the time. I don't know about you, but I go there to get folks. And so folks like me go there to get folks, and you could be the folks that they get. So another option to finding ghostwriting jobs is to become a seller on Fiverr. To use this platform, you should create a gig package and set a specific price for your writing services. So you get to tailor make your offer, what it is you want to do for folks. It allows freelancers to create 3 gig packages, a premium, a standard, and a basic, and you can price them anywhere from $5 to $995. So you can make some money writing for folks on Fiverr. Now, if you don't like to waste time on job bidding, this freelance platform will work for you. All you need to do is make your account look catchy, and your clients will find you at Fiverr. And again, I go to Fiverr all the time. Flex Jobs, number 4. If you're interested in getting a remote job, visit Flex Jobs. This platform will not only provide you with access to ghostwriting, but also allow you to use such educational resources as webinars, skill tests, and freelancing tips for free. And it's called Flex Jobs. And then number 5 is Upwork. Again, I am listed on Upwork, and I have picked up several jobs where I got paid to do some freelance and ghostwriting on Upwork. It is the biggest freelance platform that you can find online. And naturally, it's a great place to search for the highest paying ghostwriting jobs. Whether you are an experienced writer or a newbie, you will find a job that fits your skills. The folks that are looking, they even put on there that this is a beginner level position or this is an intermediate position. And so here's my take on this. Go for one level higher than what you think you are. Oftentimes we are our own worst enemy, and we keep just looking at the beginner jobs that don't pay too much because we keep thinking that we're a beginner. But many of us have been writing, we've been blogging, we've been doing newsletters, we've been doing so. And so go for the intermediate at best. Don't start with the beginner positions, because again, it's a lot more work for a lot less money. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised that you are actually ready to be in the intermediate or higher category. So it's worth mentioning that in May of 2019, Upwork presented a new Connects policy, and now freelancers should pay from $15 to $1.05 to submit a proposal for a job post. The good news is that invitations from clients continue to be free. So this is a good spot. And number 6 is Freedom with Writing. The vast majority of modern companies publish new jobs on their websites and social media accounts. But as a ghostwriter, you know that it's time consuming to keep, trying to find those on Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook and corporate websites. Freedom with Writing is a site that provides up-to-date information about recently published jobs. You can sign up for newsletters and get regular email job alerts straight into your inbox. So if you find yourself worried about the finances in the freelancing realm, transitioning back to a traditional 9-to-5 may not be your only solution. You can explore the diverse opportunities available on the platforms like Solid Gigs, Freelancer, Fiverr, Flex Jobs, Upwork, and Freedom with Writing. These sites not only provide access to well-paying ghostwriting jobs, but also offer various features from curated gig listings and educational resources to job alerts, empowering you to enhance both your professional and financial prospects in the freelance writing domain. So just an option for you to become a ghostwriter. So I know that was a lot of information all at once. And so, Sandy, do you have any thoughts or comments? And I want you to tell your story in with your thoughts and comments about how you were invited to do some writing because you were in the right place networking at the right time.
Well, it just is a lot of times, and I would recommend anybody, as even if you're an introvert, to get involved in some kind of writing groups where you get to go to writing meetings. And when someone asks, well, we've got this job and I was wondering if you'd take it. And that's what did happen to me. I have a friend who's a freelancer and her calendar was full. And she was offered, I go, well, they asked her, could you write a biography of what ended up being George W. Bush, the president in 1999, 2000. And she goes, no, I don't have time, but I know somebody who does, not necessarily the time, but the willingness to do it. And that was, I would say, my big break, so to speak. I was a classroom English teacher, but I wanted to be a professional writer outside of English education and that whole organization. And that started it. That helped. And then that taught me a lot as well, because it's not only is it writing the words on the page, but it's also working with editors and working with the system and understanding the time windows involved in getting stories done of one kind or another. So that's how started it for me. And then while that book was being edited, I was asked, well, would you write another one? So yeah, it was good. It was good. That's how I started.
I love it. I love it. That's a perfect example of how, you know, doing the networking and I also want to say to those that are listening is that you have to think of yourself as a writer. Mm-hmm. I talk to so many folks that are even in this particular course with us, and they'll say, well, I hope someday to be a writer. No, if you write, you are a writer. And so I've launched a magazine just recently, because I want to help promote those in the group that are writers and want to be writers and hopefully to be writers, and however they think of themselves, I want them to be able to say, I am published. I am published in this magazine. And because it doesn't, and how do I say this? It doesn't do a lot for me, but it does wonders for them. Because they can say, I am published. Yeah. And it's not that everybody's going to run over and read their articles. And by the way, I can check to see how many click-throughs we've had, and we've had several hundred. So we are getting some viewership in the magazine, and we've only had one edition so far. It's a quarterly magazine, Freestyle Living, and it's going to be seasonal. So our next edition is coming out in January. I haven't sent out the link yet, Sandy, but our deadline is going to be January 6th. For articles on that one. And I'm going to send that out later this week. I just haven't had time since I've been back from Italy to do that yet. But anyway, the point in all of that is that when somebody says, I am published, and they see what they wrote in print, and they see that they are getting some viewership, it changes how they feel about themselves. Right. It changes how they show up in the world as a writer. And I think that's the first step to becoming a writer, is that you have to understand that you are a writer and you have to show up as a writer. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the hardest part, is to overcome the feeling that, you know, everybody is doing better than you, or everybody, you know, is published and you're not.
And when you send a piece of your writing in, there's always the part they're going to ask you about your bio. What have you done? Where have you been published? And what do you have to say? It's kind of a really downer moment if you're like, I don't know, a Christmas card to my mother. So this is a great way to say, I am published here and here and here, or I'm published here. So they know you're stepping off and entering into that very almost business-like world of professional writing.
Yep, I agree. And so that is as the Kathy Binder International Academy, that is the one step that we want to make for everybody, is that you can say with confidence that I am published. Yeah. And so that is the whole purpose behind the magazine for those of you that are listening. So if you want to be a part of the tribe, let me know. We'd love to have you. And then your membership fee, and I do want to mention this because a lot of folks are like, oh, well, you gals are making money off of this. Well, actually, no. What we do is we donate the proceeds. And again, we've got tribe members around the world. And so we donate around the world. And again, it's on my website under the B1G1. On the homepage, you can scroll down and see all of the impacts that we have made around the world. And again, because we're all about education, and then part of my education process of passive income is about real estate, we donate to education funding and also to housing and clean water, and then even, you know, planting trees and all that stuff. So you can see all the impacts that we've made in all the different countries we've made impacts in. And so that's what we're all about, is giving back and trying to help everyone find that freestyle life that they're looking for. And just knowing that you can create whatever kind of a life you want. And writing, if that's what you want to do, is very doable. It's at your fingertips, and we can help you get published. So that's our goal. And so with that in mind, I do want to have Sandy tell us a little bit about the Writer's Workshop, because that was one of the points that we made today, was to get involved in these workshops and in different writers groups. And Sandy has a great one. I attended last year. I couldn't go the first year, and I made it a point to be sure and go last year. And I'll be going again this year in 2024. And so Sandy, tell us about your writer's workshop.
Thank you very much for asking. I run a workshop called Into the Springs. It takes place in Yellow Springs, Ohio, at the only major hotel in town called the Mills Park Hotel. It has a large ballroom, banquet hall, and a good accommodations, but there are a lot of places around the area as well that you could stay at. My goal is to enhance the craft, what you know about writing. Hopefully you'll hear a couple more new things that can help you along the way. And the other is to build your business community and the business aspects of writing. And much like freelance writing, it's an aspect that we don't often like to do. We want to do the writing part, but to sell ourselves and to see how we can build that income, it's not quite something we wake up wanting to do. So this is part of it, where I'll bring in folks who know about that aspect of it. So it's a one-stop shop. It runs from Friday. It's always the first week of August. So this 2024, it's August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And I have, it's sort of a mystery kind of a theme this time. And it is Andrew Welsh Huggins, who does a private investigator series out of Columbus, Ohio, and is really well known for his mystery. He was a journalist and still does. That's probably how he helps fund it. He freelances as an AP journalist. And we have the Ohio Audiobook Narrators, who will give a long demonstration of how, if you want to put to audio your books, or if you want them to, how they would do it. And they're going to give you a bit of a demonstration using your work as a writer. And finally, I secured my third featured guest. His name is Jeffrey Marks. He is the publisher of a best short story in mostly mystery out of Cincinnati, Ohio, called Crippen and Landrieu. And he's going to talk about the process of how people, when they want to submit their collection of short stories or their mystery stories to him. What's his process? What's he listening for? And this is that aspect, kind of the business aspect, because much like ghostwriting, where you have to adopt the voice of the person you're writing about or involved in the story you're writing, that also has to be when you're trying to sell your work. You've got to see, what is this company looking for? And you may have the perfect story, but are you selling it right? And so you have to know how to do all those materials, that whole cover letter, query letter. And so he'll be talking about that. There's my website for this is going up soon. And I hope folks take a look at it and see what I have to offer. Thank you.
Yes, yes. So stay in touch, because we'll definitely be advertising the link so that you can get registered. I was just checking my calendar as you were talking, Sandy, and it's on my calendar already. We're going to turn it also into a tribe trip for this particular course. So for all of you that are in this mastermind, just know that we are inviting you and twisting your arm a little bit to come to the writer's workshop, because this is going to be our annual tribe trip for the writer's section of the Kathy Benner International Academy, to go to Sandy's workshop and support Sandy. And it's a win-win. Trust me, you're going to walk away with tons of great information and connections. It's great networking. The food is good. The family is good. The people are good. The hotel is great. It's an all-in-one package. So you're definitely going to want to check it out. And for those of you that are thinking, I love to write, there are so many ways that you can get involved in writing. You don't have to try to sell your work if you don't want to. If you're financially secure and things are, and you just love to write for writer's sake, well, then just write. Just enjoy the writing and write. But if you do need to monetize some writing, because you say, I want to do this professionally, and I do want to make some income from it, just know that books are business. And so when you're, doing a query to a publisher, they're looking at what they can sell, because books are business to them. And so if you just want to, write some stories for your family and you're happy with that, that's perfect. But if you want to actually learn more about the craft and how you can create something that will sell, then definitely get involved in these writer's workshops, because you know what? Sometimes you don't have to tweak it very much to make it just what they're looking for. And so we encourage you to join. Anyway, that is what I had to present today, was about ghostwriting. If you just want to do some writing behind the scenes just to pay the rent, ghostwriting is a perfect way to do that. And you might find that that's your niche. I have a girl that started down this path where she was going to publish and become a professional writer. And she decided to ghostwrite in the meantime on Upwork just to pay the rent. And she says, you know what? She goes, I'm loving life. She goes, I can write a couple hours a day. She said, I get paid after a couple of hours a day. She said, my weekly income is about what my full-time job was. And she said, and I have the rest of my day free. And she said, I'm content. She said, I might decide later on that I want to, try my hand at writing a novel and being, published and monetizing book writing. But she said, right now, she goes, as long as as long as this train is on the tracks, I'm going to ride this train. And I said, well, yeah, if that works for you. And it's working very well for her. And again, she's got small kids at home, and she said, this is perfect. She goes, I can be there when they get out of school, and I don't have to, go back to a 9-to-5. So it's possible to make a living. There's a million and one ways you can have passive income in this world.
I do have a friend who makes writing his whole life. But again, those books don't happen continually. And in between, he gets assignments from a company that works mostly with folks who want to do their memoir, but they really aren't writers. So my friend goes out on assignment and interviews this person stays in the area for a couple of days and works through a lot of questions and then writes up a person's story. So yeah, it's out there. That's for sure.
Absolutely. And a lot of folks have a hard time, and I'll phrase it like this, they have a hard time bragging on themselves.
Yes.
And so it's a lot easier for them to hire a ghostwriter if they're going to write a memoir, because the ghostwriter can listen, in that interview
Yeah.
to all of their accomplishments and say, oh my gosh, this look what this person has accomplished. But the person kind of poo-poos it a little bit. And they
Yeah.
would have a hard time writing it like that in a memoir, whereas a ghostwriter can, and then the finished product comes out unbelievably good. And so yeah, there's definitely a market out there. And if you're good at interviewing and you're good at listening to that person's voice and putting, pen to paper, ghostwriting might just be the perfect spot for you. So anyway, with that, I think we're going to go for today. We had a great conversation. Sandy, thank you so much for coming on.
Welcome. Always a pleasure.
Yep, we're going to get back in the groove here. And so for those of you that are listening, go to kathybinner.com, scroll down the homepage, find the calendar, and just follow the calendar links. You will see all of the correct Zoom codes and everything there on the calendar. And then starting in January, you will see that it's the same Zoom code for all of those Monday events. So don't think that uh-oh, Kathy has the wrong one here. We're trying to streamline and simplify so that everyone can tap in easier. I'm trying to make everything just one or two clicks to make everything easier for everybody to tap into all of the calls and into the courses and just make life easier for everybody. So join us, and we will see you next time.
Yes, all the best.